Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, this is Bill Williamson, this is Silver and Black Pride, this is our podcast, this is the football team that is 2-0. Give yourself a round of applause. Now, is this team better than last year's 2-0 start that finished 8-8? Maybe, because the defense is better, right? It looks like. I don't know if I'm completely sold on the defense. I might have to see it more, but it's going pretty good. Everything is going really good in the Raider Nation right now. I mean, really, really good. Yes, there's some injuries. We'll talk about that in a minute, but there's injuries everywhere. I mean, the Raiders have been the less injured team in both these games, but don't apologize for it. But things are going really well. The offense is going playing well. Derek Carr is playing at MVP level for the, you know, early stages. Defense looks timely. Pass rush is there. Coverage is there. Young guys are coming into their own. I mean, it's going really freaking well. The Chiefs lost. The Chargers lost. One of those two teams is going to lose this week because they play against each other. The Broncos are a fraud, I think. Things are going freaking well. They have two wins against two teams. They might be in the playoff hunt. Things are going freaking well. It's unbelievable. It could not have been a better start. Yes, the injuries are there. I think they're going to crush the Dolphins. If Derek Carr is going to play, and we're going to talk about that in a minute, I think this is a Raiders runaway victory. Tua's hurt. Brissett sucks. Tua hurt. It sucks too. You know, we'll see who plays there, but I think this is going to be a runaway game. If Derek Carr is healthy, in my Survivor League, and yes, after 2 weeks, I'm still in it, baby. Couldn't say that after week one last year. I'm rolling, baby. Anyways, if Carr practices by Thursday, I'm picking the Raiders as my Survivor pick. I don't know when the last time I've done that. I feel like this is the time. So, yesterday, Gruden said, hey, look, Derek Carr's questionable right now with an ankle. Hurt it against the Steelers. But I think he's going to play. But he did say he was concerned about it. I would be really, really surprised if Derek Carr doesn't play. Unless he woke up Monday morning and it was really bad. He didn't look that bad on it after he got hurt. It was really wild. Because when he got banged up after that touchdown pass to Moreau, it looked like, holy, I mean, guys are around him. It was a scene of something bad. It looked like Christmas Eve 2016. And I was with some friends. I was, you know, of course, working. But the job I can do on game day, I can be with friends. And my wife is a Raider fan. And it was just after halftime. And I had my little hamburger and a friggin' lettuce wrap. First time I've ever done that. I'm losing weight here. And it was good. So I'm sitting there, and it's like, holy God, you know, my whole day has changed. My whole week has changed. The Raiders' whole season has changed. Who cares about my day, my week? This team's season has changed. And then he gets up, and he's cool. Tough guy, underrated tough guy, underrated player, of course. And he finished, and he looked good. Remember, this guy got hurt against the Chargers and then played against the Dolphins 9 days later. I think he's going to play. Again, don't take that to the bank. That's just my gut feeling at this point. It's Tuesday afternoon. Things can change, but I'd be really surprised if Derek Carr doesn't play. Maybe Josh Jacobs doesn't. Yeah, but things are good. Things are good. Ruggs made the big play. You know, I think Henry Ruggs, what he's going to be, and I, you know, 18 games into his career, do you define him? I don't know, but I think he's going to be a guy who's not going to be a number one, who's going to be inconsistent, who's going to disappear some games, but there's also going to be times when he makes really big plays, and we've already seen that. We saw it against Pittsburgh. Is it worth the number 12 overall pick? I don't know, but there's some value there. But I think we know who he's going to be. But yeah, it was just a really exciting win. They played complete football, and they deserve to win that game. Ben Roethlisberger, by the way, is cooked. He's the shit. And it's too bad to call a Hall of Famer the shit, but it's over for him. The Steelers should have ended that relationship after last season. It's hard when you got a Hall of Fame guy who's giving you two rings. It's hard to say goodbye, but it's over. Mullen made some plays. Max Crosby looks possessed. Hey, Raiders could have the NFL MVP and the Defensive Player of the Year, maybe. Bradley's defense is working. The new guys are working. Casey Hayward's playing out of his mind. Solomon Thomas didn't play much but had two sacks. It's working. Littleton's doing all right. Like to see Drake do a little bit. Offensively, there's a couple of things that are... The red zone is still a bit of an issue. Run blocking's an issue. But they're winning. So it's not an issue. Injury is an offensive. Let's see if Rinconeau can get back. They need him. This team likes each other. The team likes its coach. They play hard, and you can tell. There's still dumb penalties, but it's early in the season. Let's see how it goes. And, you know, let's face it. Having four defensive players from Pittsburgh out of the game, including T.J. Watt, didn't hurt things. So every time you complain about injuries, remember, everybody has them. But it was an impressive win on a short week after a physical game on Monday night. The offensive line, you know, I'm talking about, they're on pace to give up 42 sacks, 29 last year. The thing is, when Derek Carr gets sacked, he can get hurt. He can fumble. We've seen that already this year. So those got to stop. But it's good. Things are good. I can't stress that enough. Renfro is having a big year. You know, Waller's a stud. They have some big-time playmakers. Derek Carr has 817 passing yards. The most in the NFL and the most in two games by any Raider at any two-game stretch. You know, what's the plan for Miami? Let's switch to Miami. Finish this thing out with Miami. Don't be dumb. Don't make mistakes. Don't turn over the ball. Be the better team. You are the better team. You're at home. The offense is a mess right now. The quarterback's injured or going to be a backup. Just finish drives. Score in the red zone. Protect your quarterback. Don't turn the ball over. And beat this team and go 3-0 and get ready for a big game against the Chargers. And the Chargers may be really desperate if they lose that Kansas City game. Chargers are good. Kansas City is good. They screwed up, they both, and they lost close games. Raiders taking advantage of it. So, this is a big thing. Things are going... Again, things cannot be better. But my Miami preview is simple. Just don't screw up. Be the better team. You are the better team. Go out there and beat them like you beat the other teams. And be 3-0, 3-0 in the AFC. And up in, you know, up by one good team by two games in the AFC, the Chiefs or the Chargers. So it's an exciting time. I don't know what else to tell you. I don't really need to say much more. Things are great. Talk to you next week. This is Bill Williamson. And this is Silverback Pride. Please check us out. Got a great staff. BD Williams, Matt Holder, Marcus Johnson. They podcast, they write, and we're getting it done. You're not going to get more timely news film review. This site has it all, and I'm proud about that. Because we're covering a winning team, and we better be pretty good, right? Hey, you take care. This is Bill Williamson. See ya.